Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. This is such a great topic tonight, but let me first introduce myself. I am Sandy Bird. I am here on Inspired Choices Network on Emotional Elevator. And I love how sometimes the universe likes to bless me when I want to talk about certain topics or just bless me in moments. Because this is not, I mean, even though this is appropriate, a nice sweatshirt for wellness. But before the show, I took a good fall. So that's why wellness is such a great topic and making sure we're well within ourselves, within our body, within our spiritual mind, because sometimes when things happen to us, we right away shut down. Oh my God, that happened. Oh crap. Or whatever we say. But me, I was like, you know what? It's just what it is. Things are going to have to go on. Loving husband comes running in. So basically, my dog likes to lay down in the kitchen and never moves. I can probably kick, scream, get out, and he sometimes will just lay there. Well, tonight, as I decided just to step over him, he decided to get up. Well, it just caused me to really tumble and fall. So I might look a little shifted tonight, but that's just because I just picked myself back up, cheered myself on for not breaking anything or harming myself. But anyway, I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. And who am I? I had to fill out a big thing for a group that I'm working for, and it was talking all about who I am as a coach. And who I am as a coach is I am a coach that comes with compassion, but I also work with my clients to get into what it is they want to change within themselves. Because the biggest things to say is we're not in control of anybody else. It's what do you want to change within yourself? What do you want to let go, maybe, that is a false belief or behavior that you have because somebody else told you that? Or something you just need to let go within yourselves. And now that I've said that, I also want to thank those that reach out to me and send me nice emails and we get into conversations. But as I will always say with multiple people I'm in conversations with, it's always about what do you want? Why do you want others to change around you, or something that you can't let go of in your mind? What will happen if you could change that? If I did take my magic wand that I always have on the show, I always have when I'm working with clients, and I was a fairy godmother and went poof and everything changed around you, what is it that would bring to you? Because that's what kind of coach I am, is it's all about working with you. It's not about working with the people around us we can't control. I tonight know that for sure. I could not control that the dog was going to get up as I'm, you know, taking a leg over him. He's not like my old small dog that would have just been like a little. He, you know, rose me up a little bit, so I crashed and burned. But I can't take it out on him. He didn't know what he was doing. That was out of his control. I could scream and yell at him, but he might even get excited about that because now he's getting attention. So instead, I had to just regroup myself because he didn't know what he had done. Yeah, I did go, oh my God, what did you do? Sprite. His name is Sprite. You know, and he's looking at me like, oh no, what am I doing? He wants to lick me. He wants to, you know, and then he goes and gets a toy like, okay, now we're playing. No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm loving all the conversations I have because there's multiple people right now that have reached out to me via email. And I love having the conversations. But when you want to come and talk about subjects that are important to you, if it's something you can't let go of in your mind, It's me asking, what would it bring you if you could let go of that? What is the part of you that wants to let go of that? What is it within you that you want to change? Because that's what I am as a coach. And working in all the programs I do with figuring out your life purpose and finding out who your authentic self is, thriving through forgiveness and empowering within yourself, it's all about like setting boundaries. You're not going to know how to set a boundary unless you know what a boundary is and what it feels like to have a boundary. So sometimes you got to start with yourself in setting those boundaries. And finding out who your authentic self was, that's something it took me years. I'm going to say that again, years. And that, probably the way I just said it got your attention. Took me years in my healing journey to figure out who is Sandy authentically. It took me to figure out what are my true values? What are my true beliefs? Who am I? What do I want? That was unleashing my authentic self. And then once I started doing that, I had to forgive. I had to forgive those that I blamed for staying stagnant in who I was. See, I could still be here at 50, oh gosh, 2 weeks, 56 years old, and say, I had a horrible mother. My parents divorced when I was one and two, so I know I have abandonment issues. I was abused, so those abusers. I was gang raped, so those rapists. I was part of domestic violence, so that jerk. This person jerk. My kids, the way they treated me, you know, I could blame everybody. But the problem is what did that do for me? Nothing. Nothing, but left me stuck in this. Instead, I sympathize and got my power back. I sympathize and forgave those that I felt harmed me because they intentionally might not have meant to harm me. And maybe they intentionally did. But something inside of them was miswired, just like all that inside of me was miswired. I was misfiring. So that's what thriving through forgiveness is and how to properly let go so you get your power back. And once you reclaim that power, you want to set healthy boundaries. You want to walk away from friendships, relationships, family members, anyone that does not align with who you are now, and set those boundaries. And if you can't walk away from them, then understanding, okay, this is the commitment I have to myself, for myself to be in this situation. Because I know there's times where we say, oh, it's easier said than done. Yeah, it's right. Especially when you have family members that end up getting married or your kids end up getting married and their favorite Uncle John, they are inviting to the wedding, even though you don't get along with Uncle John at all. Well, then you've got to spend time with yourself and figure out, okay, what boundaries can I set in this situation? How can I spread love and joy and still be authentic to who I am? Taking my power back and empower me to say, you know what? I'm going to go in with a clear, no intentions, just clear. And then all of a sudden, you have a great time and everyone's happy. And you're like, wait a minute, what have I been holding on to? Why has all this been staring up at me? So that's what I am as a coach. And I work with many organizations right now with coaching, but I'm also out there working with individuals and helping them to figure out what do they need to work on within themselves. Because like I said, you cannot control anyone else around you. And that is a big thing that everyone does. I was on a call today where someone was talking about their young children and this, that, and the other. Well, what can you do to model for them? What do you want to work on with yourself to model for them? And that was empowering to them. So that's what I'm saying. As a coach, it's not about what you can do because there are a lot of things out of our control, but what can you do to work on yourself? So, Now let's go into my topic tonight, wellness, because wellness, this is what all of my coaching is it's bringing in this wellness factor. And when we talk about wellness, I'll just read you, wellness has to be from the inside out. And wellness, do you incorporate your inside out in your wellness plans? Are you taking care of your whole self, or are you focused on just one piece of the wellness puzzle? Do your daily habits include your physical, mental, and spiritual wellness? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, Sandy Bird, the host, dives into the holistic approach to wellness that goes far beyond physical health. Wellness isn't just about eating right and staying active. It's about nurturing your entire being from inside out. Sandy explores the interconnectedness of spiritual, mental, and physical wellness, showing how each aspect impacts the others and contributes to a balanced, fulfilling life. See, I kind of went on the wellness journey. I've never believed in New Year's resolutions, just haven't, even though I've done birthday resolutions where what do I want to change this next year of my life? And years ago, I got off that, and I will talk about it tonight, is loss. This weight loss industry makes so much money off of us because I want you to visualize, take a moment, kind of breathe in and breathe out. When we talk about weight loss, and these are all these big gimmicks, we're going to help you lose all this weight. We go after the carrot, the golden nugget, however you want to word it, and it's a loss. So think about in your life when you lost something of value to you, whether it's your parents split up, whether it's your favorite binky when you were a kid, or that blanket, or that stuffed animal. How bad did you want it back? So that's why in that industry, they're only working on one thing, a physical, and they're using your mental brain to say loss. So why do you think most people double up when they lose? They gain twice as much back because they lost something that their mind, their subconscious saw as precious and valuable. So now they're doubling it back up. But when you treat that not as a loss, but as a, we're going to get healthy. We're going to treat our body like a temple. And that's why a lot of good, some of them here, and if you ever want a coach to work with that, will work with your mental, spiritual, and well-being, reach out to me. I'll give you their information. I won't force you to try to coach with me. I will give you their information. But I've worked with also women who have gone through a whole transition in their life, same as me. Once we get our mental health right and our spiritual health right, we want our body to follow along. It's, you've got to incorporate it all. You've got to work on what it is mental and spiritual that's keeping us from living a healthy lifestyle. And you don't have to be a size 2 to be healthy. I am not a size 2, but I consider myself healthy. I do go to the gym. I do things because it fuels my spiritual growth and my mental growth. Because as I've spoken on my show, is one of my addictions was emotional eating. I could not give up emotional eating until I got my mind right and my spiritual right to now say, that's not what I need for myself. And that's what working from the inside out. You've got to ask yourself, why? How? What will it do for me? And then you got to envision it. If it's a healthy lifestyle, you've got to envision what that healthy lifestyle is. And you've got to ask yourself. And when you say lifestyle, lifestyle is your physical, mental, and spiritual style. What are you fueling your mind with? What are you fueling your soul with? Because there's nothing worse than seeing somebody who is in shape, attractive, And then they had the worst spiritual and mental outlook. And they wonder why they might be alone. Because they're not fueling that mental. They see, oh, I'm this, so I'm the best. But they're not tapping into that mental. So yes, you can have a great spiritual outlook and not be physically fit or mentally fit. Because, and I don't want to offend anybody, but when I've heard this a lot through life, when it comes to being abused and stuff, is just give it to God, let God take care of it. Well, that never helped my mental state. That never helped my physical state, my emotional state of my being. Because just saying that is not telling me how to get it out of my mental and how to stop me from when I felt I was being attacked or I was happy about something. What was the first thing I did? I picked up food. So yeah, you're starting to work on this spiritual by saying, give it to God. Let God take all your worries away. But if I mentally wasn't letting go of the worries, and I physically wasn't letting go of the worries, I was really not connected, and I wasn't living a wellness life. But anyway, it is time for our first break. And I am Sandy Berg. Here, I am the host of Emotional Elevator, and you're listening to me on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm talking about wellness from the inside out.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Of course, you are watching me or listening to me. I am Sandy Bird on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And what I started talking about is wellness inside out and how you have to really work on all three. You got to fuel your mind, your body, and your spirit, your soul. But if ever any of this resonates to you, or if you want to work with a coach that is all about encompassing all of who you are, I am not a big fitness guru. So if you want, I know people who are. If that's who you want to work with, you can always reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. or Sandy Bird on any social media, or my website, sandybird.com. And that is Sandy, of course. If you're watching me, you should know how to spell my first name. That's S-A-N-D-E-E. Bird, B with a Y-R-D.com. Or Sandy Bird on Instagram, Facebook, not going to mention YouTube, Sandy, and on LinkedIn. But it has been a topic that has come up when it comes to working with me is what do you need of yourself in your spirit, your mind, and your body? Because a lot of times as coaches or even in therapy, they work a lot with your mind. But it's also working on your spirit or your soul and your body. Because they all encompass each other. And if you notice, when people start working on their mental outlook, they start working on their bodies. They get more energy. They're fueling themselves. And then they start working on their spiritual. Or if they start working on their spiritual, it starts working on their mental. But when I talk spiritual, I mean more of the soul. What you feel within you. What is that power within you? What drives you? So a lot of people, when I talk to them, I talk to them about what is your daily routines? What fuels your mind? What fuels your spirit or your soul? And what fuels your physical? And some people, for their physical, it's just fuel, it's just food. But what are you doing outside? What are you doing to bring joy to your body? Because when you start getting your mind, letting go of drama and past and setting those healthy boundaries and stuff, what are you doing with your physical body at that point? And what I start with a lot of my clients doing is, do you have a 5-minute dance party with yourself every day? Do you laugh for 5 minutes? This all fuels that body. Do you sing for 5 minutes a day? What do you do to encompass all three of the mind, body, and spirit, or the mind, body, and soul? See, a lot of people don't want to get up and do meditation. Oh, I don't like sitting there. My mind just wanders. So I can't meditate for 10 minutes. So what do I tell them to do? Go for a walk. Even if it's right now, if you are somewhere and it's too hot, too cold, too dry, too wet, walk in your house. If it means just walking in place, no TV, no music. If you've got to put on some big clunky headphones, which sometimes I've done, or I put in my earbuds when I'm outside, and just walk. That's a form of meditation. It's walking meditation. Or if you're like me and you like to bake or something, there's many healthy recipes out there. Bake with no TV on, no music. If you have to put on headphones, do that. There's many things we can do to fuel our body. Dance parties. Yes, that requires music, but just to dance and move your body helps your mind, helps your spirit, helps your soul, especially if you put on the right music that gets your soul alive and your mind off of things. How many times have you ever turned on a song that's 5 minutes long, maybe even longer, and danced? And just let go, and you all of a sudden you're smiling, maybe even laughing, and 5 minutes went by because you got out of that head, that monkey brain, and you just focused on the words and the song. So think about that. What are you doing to fuel your mind, your body, and your spirit or soul? And when you're fueling all of them or feeding into all of them, you'll notice that things fall more into place. Like for the last few years, I've been working with clients a lot on their mind, freeing their mind of those thoughts that they no longer want, bringing in confidence within themselves, figuring out what their values are, figuring out what their beliefs are, what motivates them. And then they realize they're even more motivated with their physical body. Because when you start working on that, they are motivated with their physical body. And when they're working on their physical body, sometimes they're working on their mind too. Because think about how many times when you don't think you can do something. One of the things I hate the most is burpees. And I've done them before where I've been told do 25. Oh, I can't do 25. But then I did do 25. And my mind was like, wow, look at that. I did that. And my spiritual self was going, wow, that's incredible. We're that strong. Internally, we're that strong. Because recently, when I went to Bali, and we had to do, and I've talked about this before on one of my shows, can't tell you which one, because I don't remember, but when we did waterfalls, and when we found out in order to do these waterfalls, you had to walk down 300 stairs. You got down, you're in these glorious waterfalls. First, you had to go down the 300 stairs. Everyone knows it's easier to go down sometimes than up. Still, 300 stairs down can be a challenge if you have fear of heights or have ever fallen downstairs. But as you're going down and you're realizing, I'm doing this, I'm empowering myself. Then you got down to these glorious waterfalls and it was all worth it. But then guess what? You have to climb back up those 300 stairs. And that became mind over matter. But it also became such a spiritual journey. Because you start being the little train that could and go, I think I can. I know I can. I know I can. And you start playing things in your mind like some people do. Maybe some people don't. But I did. This is nothing compared to some of the trauma I've suffered. And I am so much better than this. And then I'm walking and meditating, not paying attention to what anybody else around me is saying or the heavy breathing or, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to pass out. None of that. But then when I got up there the next day, I felt more fueled. My body felt better. And my mind was so like, we did that. And my spirit and my soul was nourished. Because I was empowered within myself. It's when we just think about one thing after we've gone to a doctor, or it's a New Year's, or it's our a big birthday for us, 30 or 55 or 50, and we're like, oh, I'm going to get myself into shape, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and then we're doing it, and then we start giving up. It's not because we want to give up. It's because we're not encompassing everything. We're not talking to ourselves and creating. Why am I doing this? What is it that is of value with me doing this? Why is this important to me? How am I feeling? Yeah, it might be hard at first. You haven't done strength training in years, and all of a sudden you're doing the strength training. You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know these things hurt anymore. And then all of a sudden you're like, I feel amazing. I'm looking better. But what if at that point you haven't been eating right because you think, oh, I'm working out. I can eat whatever I want. But when you encompass your mind and your soul or your spirit, you start realizing, you know what? This is a temple. This whole part of me is a temple. My mind, my soul, my spirit, and my body. It is a temple. And I cherish this. And it's when you encompass all of them that you see the true change within you, not just the moment momentary change, because we can all go out there and get healthy and do all these things. But if our mind's not right and our soul's not right or our spirit's not right, then we stop, because we start figuring out, what have we been doing this for? If it's a competition, you're still going to be in that competition mind frame. If you're not fueling it and you're not fueling your mind and your soul or your spirit. So it is already time for our second break. And like I said, if you ever want to reach out to me, when you want to reach out to me, it's not whenever. I know you want to reach out to me, because I do have people reaching out to me who are now just listening to maybe an old show or watching me now and then realizing there's something that interests me in what you said. Reach out to me. You're going to get the fastest response at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. You can still reach out at me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I said, the quickest response is at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And if you want to go to my website, sandybird.com, I have all three of my programs listed there. If you follow me on social media, I'll be doing another class soon, possibly a retreat in the near future, where we're going to get deep within our body, mind, and spirit. But if you are and you're unsure what program would match for you, get on a connection call with me. We can discuss what is right for you. Where are you at in your life? And if you're watching or listening to me and you mention anything on any of my shows that you've heard that impacted you, I do 10% off on any programs, because that means you are ready to work on you and either find your authentic self or thrive through your forgiveness, or find the empowerment within yourself to set those healthy boundaries or goals you have for yourself. So it is time for that break. And thank you for watching me or listening to Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. I am Sandy Bird.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network, and I've been talking all about wellness inside and out. And I'm going to ask, what do you do to daily, and this is a question for you to answer in yourself, what do you do daily to motivate your spiritual health? What do you do daily for your physical body? What do you do daily for your mental well-being? Sorry. I have noise in the background that I'm unfamiliar with. But anyway, what do you do daily? What is your spiritual practice or your soul? A lot of people are unsure about that spiritual practice, but what do you do for your soul every day? What do you do for your mind every day? What do you do for your body every day? And when I mean your body every day, it can be just dancing with yourself. There are days where I am working with clients and doing other work because I do teach laughter yoga out in the community, or I even have a business, a wellness, because I'm a corporate wellness facilitator, where I've got to go meet somebody to talk about it, or someone's interviewing me for something. And I don't have really time to leave. So what do? I take a half an hour dance break just to be in my office to dance. And what does that do for me? It gets my body moving, but it also works on my mind. Because while I'm dancing, I play music that I might know the words and I can get into. So my mind is getting clear. But I'm also fueling my soul, my spiritual being, by taking those moments. So when you think about your mental health, things you can take to help with your mental health, limit screen time. That has been a big thing for me. I know that I used to be out there almost every day on social media promoting, promoting, promoting. But I started realizing that that's taken away from my mental well-being and it wasn't fueling my soul. So taking that time to step away from the screen, not getting off of being with clients and sitting in front of a TV, maybe just sitting in here and just breathing. Learning breathing exercises, learning to do a box breath, four inhales in, hold for four, exhale for four, hold out for four. If you do that nonstop for, let's say, a minute, you have quieted down your mind. You have gotten into your soul, into your body. The three P's that I promote with clients and out in the corporate world, the three P's, the penny, the pencil, and the post-it. Focus on a penny, rub it, look at it, visualize it, 10 seconds on each. Rubbing the penny for 10 seconds, looking at it, maybe thinking, what would a penny smell like? What would a penny taste like if you could taste it? Taking a couple of times to do that, you're working on your mind and your soul because you're getting out of that. That pencil, putting a pencil in your mouth for 30 seconds, you're bringing in those happy hormones. It's the same thing if you were laughing. 30 seconds, you are bringing in those happy hormones, those endorphins in your body. In your body, that's working on your physical being as well. Writing yourself a post-it note can help with your mind, your soul. Maybe you need to put a post-it note up that says, gym, 5:30, half an hour. Or that class, challenge yourself to go to a class that you've never been before. That's within your physical realm. Because that's one of the things that I challenged myself last year for basically 2 years. Go do something different that I've never done before. If you like going roller skating, go roller skating once a week. Ice skating once a week. If you enjoy bowling, go bowling. If you have physical limitations, find something that you can do for your physical limitation because there's something. Go just walk in a pool. I had physical limitations for, gosh, that was probably a good year of my life where I could not do much. But I would get in the pool and just walk. I couldn't hardly swim, but I could walk in a pool. And then I got to be, I was jogging in the pool. Do something to get that body active. Go for a 30-minute walk. Even if it's got to be in your house, put in those headphones. But find something that's going to fuel and energize each part of your body, that mind, spirit, and physical body. Because that's what gets you out of being complacent in the past and gets you present in now. And don't worry about the future, because right now is the future in your life, because you're being present. So what things could you do every day for 5 minutes? I'm going to give you 5 minutes on that. Ask yourself, what could I do for my spirit, my mind, and my body? Challenge yourself when it comes to your mind with a book. Books can be very, very good for your soul, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a self-help book. It can just be a book instead of sitting in front of a cell phone, a screen, a TV, a computer, social media, anything. Challenge yourself to read something. If you have a roommate, a loved one, a friend, play a board game. Do something, because that can also energize that spirit, that soul, to have that connection. When was the last time you had a staring contest with somebody where you just sat there and looked, nobody said anything? And then, this is another challenge for the spirit and the mind, sometimes the body when it comes to the eyes, have that like nonverbal communication with somebody. Do it for a minute, 2 minutes, up to 5 minutes, and just have nonverbal communication. See if y'all are speaking the same thing. I challenge people to do that as well. Do things to challenge your mind, body, and spirit. Make it all encompassed as one and make it well. Because there's many little things you can do for your mind and your spirit, or your soul, whichever you want to call it. If you want to call it your spirit, you want to call it your soul. What fuels the fire in your belly? That's the spirit. That's the soul. What gets those butterfly feelings in your stomach? What gets you thinking, craving? Because that's what nourishing all three parts of that body is. And then your wellness, if you're fueling your mind and your body, if you're fueling your mind and your soul, your body falls into place. Your body becomes so much stronger when your mind and your soul, spirit, is being fed and fueled. If you want to try something that does encourage mind over matter, and if you are questioning any type of yoga, Kundalini yoga, it's all about getting into the Kundalini, the inner you. You can go in there and be the strongest person in the world, but when you get into inner feelings, it's connecting that mind, body, and spirit. So it is almost time for our last break. But during the break, I want you to think about something you can do 5 minutes every day to fuel your mind, your body, and your soul, spirit for yourself. And I would love for you to reach out to me. You can always reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Of course, sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I always say, and as people have found out, I respond sometimes not as fast as probably a lot of people would like, but I do respond pretty much in a day if you reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And you can get on a connection call with me at sandybird.com, and we can figure out what is it that you want to work on within yourself. And like I've already stated, if you've listened to my show and there's anything you can tell me about any of my shows, listened, watched, I do 10% off any of my packages for watching or listening. If you just are questioning something that I said on any one of my shows, reach out to me at Sandy Bird Coach and say, this is what I'm going through. I question when you said this. Can you just maybe enlighten me? I don't charge anything for that. Nothing. If you have a question about something I've said or something on my show. But if you start wanting to work with me, it's all about what do you want to uncover within yourself. Because remember, you can't control anybody around you, but you can control your mind to let go. Release anything that's not serving you anymore. Your body to be healthy, that's in your control. And sometimes your body is not in control. You're not in control of your body. Tonight, if you were watching me right when the show started, I didn't feel that much in control when I lost complete balance because of my dog. I went down. Still kind of a little sore, feeling it right now, but that's out of my control. But you know what? I'm okay. I know nothing's broke. I know I'm going to have some bruises tomorrow, and I'm okay because I'm alive. And for the first time, I should have said move and maybe been alerted, but I went against my better judgment and took a chance. But that's what this is about. But we're going to go on our last break. But you are watching or listening to Sandy Bird on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. We only have a couple of minutes left here on Emotional Elevator tonight. And what I've been talking about is all about when you fuel your mind, body, and soul, more will fall into place. What do you do daily to nurture your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health? Go do something different than you've ever done before. Your body is much stronger when your mind and soul is being fed. And that is so true. A lot of people just focus on one part of the body. And when you focus on all of it, Things just fall into place and it becomes like almost like an even flow for you. Because if you just work on one part, as I said in the beginning of the show, I was a big emotional eater. Now, I could cut myself off from eating physically, not gonna be an emotional eater, but until I healed or until I worked on my mental or my mind and ask myself, why am I emotionally eating? What is it about the food that's fueling me emotionally? And then my soul, what is it that I need? What is it that the food's doing for me spiritually or soulfully? Some of the time it wasn't making me feel that good. Because if you emotionally eat, sometimes you're not eating right, and sometimes your gut doesn't feel good because it's still going through whatever emotional phase it's going through. So I had to work on my mind and my soul and my spirit before I could really start focusing physically on letting go of the emotional eating side of it. Is my physical body where I want my physical body to be? No, I have physical limitations because of stress I put on my body for many years. But that doesn't stop me from doing physical activities. It doesn't stop me from using my mind and my soul to heal my body. I could go into a whole big topic on how we can heal ourselves through our mind and soul. You've got to visualize, you've got to encompass all of them to make these changes and keep these changes within ourselves. So again, I will ask you, what do you do every day for 5 minutes to fuel all of those? Your mind, your soul, spirit, or your body, and your body, not or, and. Got to do something for each of them. You can go to the gym for an hour to 2 hours a day, but if you're not fueling your mind and you're not fueling your soul or your spirit, are you going to the gym for the wrong reason? Are you going to be that perfectionist? If I look perfect, then nobody will see the crumbled person underneath. And what will happen if the person underneath crumbles? What will happen to that physical body? So, like I always say, if any of this resonates to you, and for those that do, reach out to me. Thank you very much. I'm glad to have these conversations with you. But I will always ask you, what are you doing for yourself? What can you do for yourself? Where are you wanting to make the change? But you can always email me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Go to my website, sandybird.com. Like I said, you can always reference something from my show and get 10% off on any of my programs. Being your authentic self, thriving through forgiveness, and finding your empowerment within. Those all three programs encompass the mind, the body, and the spirit. To bring wellness to you, to be the best version of yourself you can be physically, mentally, and spiritually. So, again, thank you for joining me tonight. Kind of been a little off tonight since I did take a spill this earlier. But again, thank you for tonight and thank you for always liking my show, subscribing to my show on any other platform, and have a great evening from Sandy.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. And stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.